Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you the hits and much, much more with your girl Lena Sanders. I'm telling you guys, I have found out some news today. To tune in and let me know if there are any heterosexual men in the ATL. So we're going to go to a break right quick. I'm going to come right back. I'm going to speak to a couple of men. I want you guys to call me, tune in, and let me know if you're out there. Because I did a poll on Facebook. Let me tell you. I did a poll on Facebook. And I said, by midnight, I need 200 heterosexual men to respond to this page that are in the ATL, ATL only. We want to make the statistics a lie. And right now, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you how many we have right now at 8 o'clock. So that means we have, what, 4 more hours? So 1, 2, 3, 4, oh, wow, 5, actually, Thomas doesn't count because he's not from the ATL. So 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 men. And I posted this on my Facebook page an hour ago. So only 9 men in the ATL has responded to your girl. So what is it saying to me? That we have no heterosexual men in the ATL. I want you guys to hit me up. Make sure you stay tuned to Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you the hits and much, much more. Now, we're going to tell the devil something, and we don't want him to stay around here, so we're going to play a little Miley music to get right, church, and let's go home. How about that?
Listen.
Get right, church, and let's go home.
That old evil.
You're tuned into Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you the hits and much, much more right here with your girl, Lena Sanders. As I was saying earlier to the listening audience, I am shocked, I am appalled by the news that let me rephrase that, and also let me put a disclaimer out there. This is no way, no form of fashion that we're trying to bash gays. We're not doing that. That is no way near. But I just want to give the point, the record clear, that people are saying that you cannot find at least 200 heterosexual men, and I want to find more than that. So I think I have a caller on the line. Let me go to the phone lines. Area code 347. What's going on? Hello? Area code 347? All right, well, I guess you don't want to tune in to us on Anointed Sounds Radio. But what we were talking about today, I was actually polling on Facebook, and it was kind of surprising to me to hear this news. And I just want to basically tell everyone out there, I want to make this alive. There was a well-known, I won't say well-known because I think I'm well-known. How about that? There was a personality that polled that they cannot find at least 200 heterosexual men here in the ATL. And I want to say that's a lie. I'm going to say that's a lie from the pit of hell, because I don't want to say the single women here in the ATL don't even have a choice, don't even have a point of considering being married, because they think that everyone in ATL is either a homosexual or a lesbian. And as I said earlier, this is a disclaimer I'm putting out there, that we are not bashing any lifestyle. That's not my thing to do, as I want to say. That's not what I'm here for. I just want to make sure that the lie is going to stay alive from the pit of hell. So we're going to go to the phone lines. I think I have a caller from area code 678, Atlanta. Hello? Hello? How you doing?
You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're live.
You know, I'm just Elena. This is Simone.
Yes. Hey, Simone. What's going on?
Hey, I wasn't really calling to speak. I just really wanted to hear what was going on today.
We're on the phone, Simone, and we know that you are a married woman from the ATL. Okay.
Right.
If you were single, and we're not going to say anything's going to happen to my own marriage, that's not what we're saying. If you were single, do you think you would have had a chance in the ATO looking for a mate?
No.
And why is that?
Because of the rumors I've heard about quite a few of the men are not straight, so I wouldn't do it.
Wow. Go ahead, Simone. I'm sorry.
It's not a state that is known for straight men. It's just a state that they say is like the capital for gay black men. So I wouldn't even come over here looking for a mate, to be honest.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. So yeah. What I'm thinking so far is that statistics must be kind of true, because I was stating earlier is that a personality also polled on the station that they won't be able to find 200 straight men, heterosexual men in Atlanta, that they probably would be better finding 100, and that's going to be hard even find 100, but I think that's a lie. I think they are out there, but like I said earlier, I put the poll out there on Facebook, and I'm a little disappointed because I have, almost 3,500 friends on Facebook, the majority of them Atlanta, and I'm only seeing, about 9 men respond so far that they are not gay. That is very interesting to me. That is really, really interesting to find it out. So I just, oh, wow. Thank you so much, Simone, for calling. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying, continuing before you cut me off, but I was saying that, they either say that there's somewhere out there, I'm sure there are a few men that are straight, but the ones that are not, they're either married or they didn't come from Atlanta. They kind of came from somewhere else.
Wow.
With their girlfriends, or they broke up, or they're married now.
Okay. Wow. Thank you so much, Simone, for tuning in to Anointed Sounds Radio. I'm shocked. Okay. Thank you so much, Simone.
You're welcome.
For those who are still tuning in, I am believing, I'm going to believe, that there are some heterosexual men out there in Atlanta. If you're tuning into the sound of my voice, my number is 646-378-1119. And at 646-378-1119, I'm just really upset about this situation. I just thought maybe you guys were going to call in and let me know some things. I do see area code 347 is actually here. Let me see if you're still here. Area code 347?
Yeah,
hello?
I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
How you doing? I'm doing fine.
This is Thomas.
So, where are you calling from?
I'm from New York.
Wow.
I'm one of your Facebook buddies, so I have to check in. I left word on your blog. I said I'm not from Atlanta, but I am 100% heterosexual, so I have to give you a shout-out on that.
So my question is, what have you heard about the men in the ATL being from New York? What were the stereotypes or some of the rumors that you've heard about the men in the ATL?
I haven't heard anything. That was the first time I heard it when you left your blog on Twitter and Facebook, so I was shocked. So I said, let me just give a call up. You know,
we have our
sections in New York, you know, with that type of personality, but I haven't heard anything in the ATL about that.
Oh, wow.
I thought Atlanta was the money-making capital of the country there. I didn't know that was going on.
Well, actually, money doesn't have to do anything with their lifestyle. It probably still is the money-making capital, but as we do know that Atlanta does have a high percentage of gay men. I mean, we're going to definitely put that out there. We do have a high percentage of gay men, and it's better, but it's interesting that people would say that. I've heard a lot of information, and I just see it. I don't want to say I heard or rumored or so forth. I see it. I'm here, so I see it on a daily basis, but definitely. So how is it in New York?
Like I said, you know, we have our areas, but, you know, it's a lifestyle that's not really talked about in New York that much anymore. I mean, you have a place called The Village, you know, in Manhattan. That's where most people congregate, and if you're not part of that lifestyle, you usually don't go there.
Oh,
like I said,
okay.
When you mentioned that about Atlanta, I was somewhat surprised.
Oh, wow.
You know, hear that about Atlanta.
Okay.
I do talk to a lot of people from Atlanta, including yourself and what have you. And, you know, so I'm a little surprised.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. Stay tuned to Anointed Sounds Radio. Always tune in to us. We are on 24/7. You can listen to us. Remember, you guys, you can call in at 646-378-1119. That's 646-378-1119. We're going to get back to this discussion right now. We're going to go to a little Donald Lawrence. Back to Eden.
Listen, Eden is kingdom, and Eden mindset is a kingdom mindset. Let me hear ya. Where my Eden citizens at? Where my Eden citizens at? Where you at? Let me see you do your hands like this. Here we go.
When God made man, he made a spirit. It was his plan that we be blessed. The tempter came. We were distracted. The tempter came. And we fell. We were deemed to live a life that seemed to go, a life that fooled, a life that rejected. It is my goal to remind you of this principle. We redeemed a new one.
Where my Eden citizens at? Let me hear you say.
Let
somebody.
Let's get back to Eden and live on top of the world.
Tell somebody a thing.
Let's get back to Eden and live on top of the world.
Say it again, say it.
Let's get back to Eden.
Okay, tell them how it is, y'all. But guess what?
Jesus came.
Jesus came.
Now all is well.
Now all is well. So what are you waiting for?
Let's get back to Eden and live on top of the world.
Tell somebody, say.
Let's get back to Eden and live on top of the world.
Oh, you can sing it.
Let's get back to Eden and live on top of the world.
Everybody, sing it.
Let's get back to
now right
Eden,
here.
Live on
come on, y'all.
Top of the world.
Let's open up your mouth. Come on. Eden, where you at? Right here.
Tune into Anointed Sounds Radio. The station has given you the hints and much, much more. You're live with your girl, Lena Sanders. We are speaking today on the topic of can we find any straight men in the ATL? The poll was actually questioned, can we find at least 200? And as I stated earlier, I posted a questionnaire, a question on my Facebook page. I understand that you can't find 200 heterosexual men in the ATL. Let's make this a lie. I need 200 men to respond to me by midnight. Guess how many I have that responded? And I have 3,500 friends on Facebook, which half of them are from the ATL. And I know that from a fact because I did the statistics. So I did the target of my friends on Facebook. And I know half of them are from the ATL, and guess how many men have responded so far? Nine. So we cannot say the fact that they're not on Facebook and they probably did not get the question. If they're just like me and a lot of other men, you get it on your phone. I put posts and stuff on my Facebook, and they respond to it instantly, especially if it's something interesting or funny. They respond, but right now I am a little disturbed. Simone, are you there? Simone? I guess we lost Simone. Simone, make sure you call back in. I think we had Simone on line three, but give me a call back, Simone. But I'm telling you guys, it has been a true disappointment at this particular time. And in my disclaimer, I'm going to keep saying this over and over and over again. That I'm not here to to match anyone's lifestyle. It has nothing to do with anyone's particular lifestyle that I'm bashing. What you do is between you and God. I have no right to judge because I am not perfect. So I cannot judge you on what you do. But my lifestyle is a heterosexual woman, a single woman. And as a heterosexual single woman, I would like to know what is out there. I would like to know, because I've been told by some of my sorority sisters that I need to get out of the ATL. They told me I'm never going to get married if I stay in the ATL. All of them live in Alabama, little country towns and so forth. And I said, well, maybe just, you know, people in the country probably just want to get married. I know I'm going to get some calls from saying that, but it's just a joke, ladies and gentlemen, it's a joke. But they told me that if I stay in the ATL, I'm never going to get married. So I just want to know, for those who are just tuning in, who are listening to the sound of my voice, you can give me a call at 646-378-1119. That's 646-378-1119. You can talk to your girl. We're talking on the topic. Or are there any straight men in the ATL? Also, you guys, make sure you always stay tuned into Anointed Sounds Radio. We're giving you the hits and much, much more right here. But guess what? Some great things that's on Anointed Sounds Radio. You can listen to gospel music on demand. You can log on www.anointedsounds.com if you're in your office or if you're at work, wherever you may be. You can listen to this radio station 24/7. It's cheaper than XM. It's cheaper. Let me put my little commercial out there. It's cheaper than XM. You can listen to gospel music on demand. Click on the shuffle button and listen to music all day, every day for free. You don't have to pay a little fee, monthly fee, to listen to music. It's free. Anointed Sounds Radio is providing that for you. I think we still have a call. Let me see. Simone, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, all right. I'm sitting here talking. We're talking about that. I think we have a caller right quick, Simone. Let's see who we have right here at area code 678. I think somebody else from Atlanta. Let me see. Who do we have here? Hello?
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm great. I would love to stay anonymous.
Okay, that's perfect.
Okay.
That's great. That's fine. So what would you like to say today? Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
I'm a first-time listener. I just want to tell you that. But I think this is a great topic. Too bad the guys aren't calling in to defend themselves. But
right.
I do have a couple of things I want to add. I think it's a bigger issue than an Atlanta issue. I have a lot of really good single friends from Columbus, Ohio, and Birmingham, and Houston, and they're all saying the same thing. I think our problem, and not to make this a racial thing, but I got to speak from a black perspective because that's all I know. We can share our men with more people. So that makes them, the good ones, the heterosexual ones, the minority, and they're sought after. So we also have the men, so we have the gay men, we're competing against other races who want our men, we tend to think there's a shortage. And there are. So
that's
I think
good point.
In a lot of cases, beyond Atlanta, in the grand scheme of things, there are a shortage of heterosexual men, and it's not necessarily because they're gay or they're bi, but it's because there's so many other women that want our men, and hence that's why a lot of us are single.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's a good point. Thank you so much, Carl. Thank you so much for calling in. Tune to Anointed Sounds Radio.
You're very welcome.
Hey, Simone. Was a different swing on it a little bit. You know, maybe we just looking at it that there's just a huge shortage of African American men. Maybe that could be the point. And with there being a shortage, the ones that are gay, it just looks like there's no heterosexuals. What do you think, Simone?
I can agree to some point, but you know. Everybody has their own opinion, so this is what this topic is about, to that people can call in and view their own topic. But, you know, I think it's a great statement what she said, and it possibly can be true. But for those who are really looking and probably who have heard otherwise about Atlanta, what are they saying? Like, are they coming down here with, you know, mates already, or are they just not looking because of what the stereotype on Atlanta has already been placed on? That is really what I want to know.
That is a good question. And those who are guests, listen to the Sound of Our Voice again. Call us at 646-378-1119. We're talking on the topic, or speaking on the topic about the statement that was actually made today, and I'm trying to make it a lie. I've been looking for 200 head of Atlanta. I know they're out there. I know they are. And I would love for you to call in and speak on your topic. Again, we are not here to bash anyone. We just love to speak. And if there are any gay men that are out there, you know, homosexual men that are out there who like to speak on this topic, feel free to call us as well. We are open. We're not here to judge anyone. We just want to find out what is going on out with society, because we have so many single women that are in Atlanta. I don't know. Maybe they say we have some issues. I don't know. Maybe black women have issues. What do you think? Sabal, you can cut it any time. But I really want to know, because in my eyes, I do see a lot of gay men in Atlanta. I mean, that's just very, it's very prevalent. But
right.
I could be wrong. I could be wrong. So for those who, again, listen to Sound of Voice, call us at 646-378-1119. And Simone, with you being married, which is a good spin on it as well, with you
right.
being married, and you know, I said earlier, you don't think you could have done it over again in Atlanta. And that is very interesting for you to say that, because you that don't give me hope, Simone. I mean, I'm telling you, that don't give me hope. I think I'm going to shed a tear right now, you know?
You know, it's so funny because I heard the guy that's from New York. I'm originally from New York, and so I can relate to him and say that, you know, I have been exposed to gay people as well, but, you know, they have their sections. It's like what the man said. You know, they have their way, their section, and, you know, you will find a lot, but you won't find the majority in New York. There's still a chance for women to find straight men and find love and get married and all of that. But I was already in New York and hearing about Atlanta, and this is like going on about a good 6 to 7 years now. I'm only living here 4 years, and I've been hearing that 3 years prior to moving to Atlanta. So it's like, you know, you hear certain things, and you're like, is it true? Is it really true? And then I have friends that are, you know, pretty much in that circle. I have a few friends that is in that circle, and they can tell you that, yeah, there's a lot of them out here in Atlanta. They came down here to look, and I'm just like, wow. So I'm just like, you know what, let me find somebody. If I ever move to Atlanta, let me have somebody before I go down. And there's a lot of there's a lot of women who's unaware of, for those who have not ever, you know, come to Atlanta, there's some that is not even aware. I've had female friends who came to me and asked me, hey, I need to come out there and find a man. I need to rent. I'm like, and I have to clear my throat, like, you better call and get yours before you come. And that's just, like, just the whole state of Atlanta, but, you know, it's just what I've heard, you know? You know, it's just what I've heard, so.
That is so interesting. I just want to bring up a point. I'm actually in the chat room as well. For those who are listening to my voice, you can log into the chat room. Keep it real. Actually, it's Thomas. Thomas is my boy. He actually talks to me all the time on Facebook. He's saying to tell all the listeners out there that he's single. So, Thomas, you need to call in, because we need to talk to you about that, because, you know, we want to know what's the deal going on. Because I know with you being a single man, are you finding it hard? So let's also reverse it, too, because somebody on Facebook said, let's not just say men. There are a lot of gay women out there. So that could be a true factor, too. I don't want to just be one-sided. So, men, if you want to call in, then maybe there might not be enough heterosexual women, call us, 646-378-1119. And, Simone, as you were stating that you want to find a mate before you came to Atlanta, I was told, and my sister, when she was married, she's divorced now, but when she was married, she was told not to bring your husband to Atlanta.
Really?
Yeah. She was told, don't bring your husband to Atlanta because there are vultures out there.
Wow. I've never heard that.
Wow. And I don't want to put that. I love Atlanta. I love Atlanta. So let's put the disclaimer out there. I got to always say disclaimers. It's always the enemy is lurking around to try to twist my words. But I love Atlanta, and I don't think I would move anytime soon unless God say move and it's a multi-million dollar gig is going somewhere, I'm out. But but I love Atlanta, but I'm not going anywhere. But I was just told that. She was told to don't bring your husband to Atlanta, Georgia. It's so interesting, that factor, you know?
Oh, man. That's a new one right there. You know, that's a shocking one. Don't bring your husband to Atlanta.
Don't bring your husband to Atlanta. But also, it's so amazing if we just look at the statistics of divorces. And I wish I had in front of me, and I usually always have my numbers in front of me, but this was a spur of the moment thing when I heard it this morning, which is so interesting, that it would tell you the statistics of how many divorces are in every area. But as we know, there are more single family homes with children that there are married families. That I do know. So there's it's almost 60% single family homes versus the 40% married homes. So if you look at thoughts, we're wondering, like, what is going on? What is really going on with the sanctity of marriage? Are people not looking at it as it being, and I know I'm twisting a little bit, the topic a little bit, but it all kind of intertwines. So my thing is, do people think that marriage is not where it's at anymore? Is it not, you know, what's in? Are people getting married for the right things, or were they getting divorced now?
Wow, that's a good question.
I definitely would like to know that. I mean, married people call in as well. I definitely would like to know that because, like I said, if you look at statistics, every time I'm seeing someone either getting divorced, you know, and it's not lasting, and some not lasting past 1 or 2 years, and, you know, and those that are single, it looks like, okay, you're going through all these problems as a married couple. Do you really, really want to be married?
Oh, yeah, married, right.
You know, is it worth all the heartache and what you want? You know, the beauty of being married, the beauty of having that mate, you know, with you. But you always want to know, okay, there's so many divorces out there. Is it worth all of that? And then after, you know, the divorce, it gets really ugly. You were friends in the beginning. You were lovers in the beginning. But now divorce, it's like you're just the worst enemies. Your worst enemy now. So is it really, you know, worth the point of definitely doing that? What we're going to do right now, we're going to pause for the cards and go ahead and go to a song right quick. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. I want you guys to call in because we want to hear your thoughts. I want you to call in about your point about marriage, call in about your point about homosexuality, or are there any heterosexuals out there? And we don't have to limit it to just Atlanta. Just call me about your city because, you know It Sounds Radio is an international show. So definitely give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Don't go anywhere. All right. Talk to you later.
Rise among us, let the glory of the Lord.
tuning into Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you the hits and much, much more. www.anointedsoundsradio. Make sure you us. I'm telling you, we have the best gospel on demand station. You can listen to any song that you want 24/7. As I stated earlier, it's cheaper than XM Radio because it's free. You can make it play throughout your office with commercial free. Put it on a shuffle rotation. You need to tune it to Gospel On Demand Anointed Sounds Radio. It's streaming in 82 countries and 52 metro areas in the United States. Let me tell you, people are on Gospel On Demand. Simone, are you still with me?
I'm still here. We got a few callers going to be calling in real soon.
Yeah, I think we have a caller line 4. Let me see if we have a caller here. Area code, let's see, 347. Caller, are you with me? Hello?
Hello?
How you doing? Are you with me? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
So what's going on? Where are you calling from?
What happened?
Where are you calling from?
Calling from New York.
New York. Okay, New York. Hey. What's your name, New York? I don't want to just call you New York. What's your name, New York?
My name's Mike.
Mike. Have you been listening to what we've been talking about today, Mike? We've been talking about homosexuality. Basically, not really homosexuality. There was actually a statement made today that you cannot find 200 heterosexual men in Atlanta, Georgia. And we're speaking a little bit on the sanctity of marriage. Like, is it really worth getting married today? Because you see so many things that are happening. You're seeing so many divorces. And I know from a Christian perspective, to me, yes, it is worth getting married. But for those who are on the outside looking in, you know, many want to say, is it really worth it?
I mean, I think it's really worth people getting married, but you got to learn how to compromise, you know? People want to marry people and, you know, do whatever they want. It's a relationship. We got to work together.
Okay. So are you married, Mike?
I'm not married.
You're not married? And you don't have to answer this question, are you heterosexual?
Yes, I'm a heterosexual.
Okay. I mean, we keep it real here on this show. You know, I'm the person
right.
that say that, you know, I bring everyday topics from a Christian perspective, but, you know, I like to talk to everyone. I just want to know. But as far as you being a single man, do you find it really hard dating in the 21st century?
I mean, yeah, especially with you have Christians that are homosexual and bisexual, and it's like you got to be careful who you date now because it's in the church now. But you got that in the church where you know you dated somebody in church. You wonder, are they bi? Are they gay? It's like people are now hiding and pretending to be something they're not.
Wow. So Mike, you telling me homosexuality is in the church for real?
Okay.
You
No, that's real, Elena. That is real right there. That's real talk. That's your thought. And I'm kind of glad you touched on that, Mike. This is Simone. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad you touched on that because that's been an issue for a long time, and it's pretty much we kind of compromise in the ministry. We don't really have ministries that can stand up and stand for what the Bible says on homosexuality. So, you know, salute to you on that comment.
I mean, I tell people, I said, if that's what you want, that's what you want to do. But don't try to bring it into the church and try to compromise because, it, you know, it's to me, sin is sin. Whatever, don't try to cover up your sin with Christianity. Oh, God loves us all. I mean, people need to be for real. Come on.
Wow. You actually been saying what I've been thinking. I'm just going to keep it real, you know, and from anybody that knows me know that I'm going to say what basically on mine, but I am going to have a little tack with it. But, you know, I don't think that we should compromise in the church just to fill a seat. Everyone is welcome in the church. Everyone is welcome in the church because you never know. but that spirit can definitely be delivered, because I have some homosexual friends, and I love them to death, but I do believe in healing and power that God can deliver them from that. I'm going to tell you, I believe in the healing of power. It could be delivered. Now, people say you cannot. I really do think you could be delivered from it. But I'm just going to be honest with it. It's really hard to really teach what's in the Bible when you see certain things going on within the church parameters. So, and that's understandable for those who we're trying to save. We're trying to save souls. But what the world's going to say, what the enemy's going to put and the outsider's mind is, okay, you trying to save souls, but you got so-and-so up there directing the choir.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm going to keep it real. So you got so-and-so doing this. So, but, you know, we do try to compromise, and I do understand where you're coming from, Mike, and it really, like you said, it's hard because you never know who to, you know. And is there a such thing called bi? I hear people say bi. Are you really, can you be heterosexual and homosexual at the same time? And I would love for anybody who's homosexual to call in, because I really want to be educated, you know, because I don't know that style, it's not my lifestyle, but I would love for somebody to call in and to educate me on that, because is there, oh, our phone line's blowing up, Simone. Oh, wow, okay. Oh, wow, okay. But, Mike, thank you so much for giving us a call. We want to make sure we get to these other callers. We do have a caller on line 5. Hello, how you doing?
Hello, I think you're talking to me. How you doing?
Yes. What's going on?
How are you? I'm fine. I just been tuning in, listening to y'all conversation. I am not bi. I am not gay. I am a heterosexual. But I was just—it's just interesting to hear this conversation, you know, because it's just like almost everyone you meet in Atlanta, it's just like they're outnumbering the straight people nowadays, and it's weird because, you know, as you were just saying, I have a few, you know, bi friends or gay friends, and I don't act like biased against them or, you know, all negative towards them because, you know, who am I to judge what you do in your
amen.
Bedroom.
Yes, right. Yes, I yes.
Just your bedroom, you know. That's not on me to judge, but it's funny sometimes because, you know, I go out to some of the local events, and when the gay people are, like, hosting it or putting on these events, it's like, you know how some people, it's like they're homophobe against me because I'm straight. Like, I'm not wording that right, but it's just like some events you go to, and, you know, you go to support the community, period. You know, and a lot of them, you know, because I am an artist, and you go out, and they act like, you know, they don't want to support you by buying product, and it's like if you're not a part of their gay community, they shun you because you're straight, and it makes me feel as if, you know, it starts to feel uncomfortable because you're like, wow, you know, like I can't believe y'all are treating me like this because I love men rather than I love women. So I just wanted to call in and speak on that because I do find it, you know, I find it odd that some of the venues like this are like that, and that's why I kind of feel uncomfortable by going to these because I already know how they make you feel. And that's not all of them, but a few of them are like that, and it's just like, you know, if you're trying to sell products like CDs or books or whatever, and they're like, you know, if you're not a part of us, we're not about to support anything you do. And it's kind of sad, you know, and it make you feel like, you know, because I'm straight, because I'm straight, I should feel bad about it. And I'm like, no, that's not about to happen. I do me, you do you, obviously.
Right,
you
right.
So,
now, you're single, am I correct?
Oh, no, I'm not single. I am in a heterosexual relationship.
Okay. Oh, okay. Now, how long did it take you to get into that relationship? Did you find it hard? Like I see from your area code, you live in the ATL. Did you find it hard to actually find someone, or was it really easy for you to actually, you know, meet your mate?
Yeah, well, you know, as I'm pretty sure as a lot of ladies, you know, relate, it is hard dating in Atlanta because, you know, either, you know, they're already with someone and then you're the other chick, or, you know, they're on the DL, or, you know, they just got plenty other women already. But with me, you know, I was already in a 6-year relationship, but that relationship was coming to an end, and it was a really good friend of mine, and we just happened to start hooking up just from, you know, telling each other's life stories about why he can't find a good woman, why I can't find a good guy. And then we were just like, hey, if you're this good guy and I'm this good chick, why not us two people get together and try to make this thing work? You know, so it kind of happened like that. But before that, you know, I was just single for a while because, you know, I'm not about to drop my standards or lower myself just to be with any old body. So
that's
a part of it, too, you know. And we face that a lot, man. It's just like, okay, I want somebody that'll be good to me, but they're feeling like, okay, well, I already got somebody who's willing to do this, this, and this. What are you going to do to make me change my mind about her? And and unfortunately, that's just the truth about how dating goes these days. But hopefully I got a good one this time.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you
and
for calling
always
in.
Say tune in. Always say tune to Anointed Sounds Radio. Thank you so much. We actually have a caller on. We have many callers. We're going to get to you. Please don't hang up. Please don't hang up. Call in line 5, area code 404 as well. What's going on?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Fine.
Listening to the topic, pretty interesting. My name is Desiree. How are you?
What's going on, Desiree?
Nothing. I'm amazed at this topic because it is so true in Atlanta. And coming from New York, where the home
what's up with these New Yorkers
stuff,
calling in?
New York in the house.
So we don't.
Yes.
I'm gonna tell you what happens is that in New York, this is not as acceptable. And there's, I mean, hey, each their own. That's your own lifestyle. But it is not as in your face as it is here in Atlanta. Like being gay is as synonymous as being black in Atlanta. You know what I mean? Like this is the place to be at. It's like the new Fire Island or something. And so it's interesting to, like, I think from our perspective at how comfortable homosexuality is here. And again, I could care less what anybody does in their bedroom because, you know, that's not my place to judge it.
Wow.
However, for dating, it does make it harder because people, it's become so acceptable in this vicinity that you kind of, you really can't decipher it because they don't, people aren't even ashamed, you know, to be, oh, well, I'm bisexual, or, yeah, I slept with a man, or I let a man do that, and you're like, whoa, I'm sorry, because that's not where my head is at. So I found that it is very difficult in Atlanta to sort out, you know, and you have to ask the hard questions here.
Wow.
Really up front, you really have to ask it. And as far as the other caller with homosexuality in church, I mean, that's like since the beginning of time, though, surely. I mean, everybody.
What do you mean by that? Explain that.
What I was thinking, like, see, I think that people have always, you can't possibly think, like, just because it's church that they have not existed.
Okay,
in the church. Do you understand what I'm saying? I think where the church is going too far and becoming, like, the world is accepting, roles of leadership in the church by homosexualities. Homosexuals, I don't think that is something that should be allowed in the church.
Okay.
You know, but as far as people going, like you said yourself, Elena, is people can be delivered from any affliction that they have. And, you know, so they should be allowed to go to church. I don't believe that they should be in positions of leadership.
Okay.
Any more than I believe an alcoholic should be, you know, and either way.
Okay, that's what's up. Thank you so much, Desiree, for tuning in to Anointed Sounds Radio.
Bye. Good topic. Good topic.
Thanks. We have another caller on line 6. Line 6, hello. Hello? Line 6, are you there? Well, thank you so much for tuning in to Anointed Sounds Radio. I'm telling you, Simone, I started the topic today, but I didn't think it was going to get this hot, you know?
This is a good one.
I mean, homosexuality, you know, in the church, we talked about that today. Where I asked, is it worth being married during this day and age? Is it hard finding a mate? I mean, you know, I'm single. I'm single, and also I'm single mom. Let's put that out there, too, to single mothers out there or single parents, because I was actually reprimanded by a male who said, don't forget the single men. Yeah, I'm not going to forget that. But as a single parent, I think it's also hard to date, too, because you have to watch who you bring around your child.
Right.
So you have to make sure that the person that you bring around your child is good principles, and because if they're not upholding those good principles, then it's really hard, because a lot of people are like, Elena, I'm not used to you not dating. What's up? What's going on? Okay, Elena has a child. So Elena has a girl, and I have to make sure that I'm bringing the right man around my daughter, a female. So that's one of the things. But when we're speaking on Atlanta, let me see. I'm also going to check on my count as well, because so far, I'm kind of disappointed, Simone, about this count, because I told them to respond to me on Facebook. I wanted 200 men by midnight. Simone, let me see what we have going on here.
How much you got?
Wait. We might have a little bit more. Simone, I think we just have maybe 10. And
one
I posted
person
10. We have 10, and I posted this 2 hours ago. 10. ATL men, where are you? We want to prove statistics wrong that there are heterosexual men out there. Again, let me put my disclaimer out here again that I'm not here to bash anybody's lifestyle, because who am I to judge? I am no way near perfect. No way near perfect. But I just really want to know. You know, it's just very, very interesting that we do not have, I would say, the belief system that you would get married in the ATL. And some of the married couples, some of the people who have actually found their mates and got married in Atlanta, I want you to respond to me, because I want to hear. I really, really want to hear how you actually found your mate. That's going to be very interesting for those that are here in Atlanta. We got to play some music. We're not just all talk radio. I like to let people hear some little music here. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned to Anointed Sounds Radio Station. That's giving you the hits and much, much more right here on your FM dial.
First giving all the gospel, the word of my life, I want to testify a different way than some of y'all may be used to. See, this time last week, I was faced with a crisis. When my wrong turned to right, and my right turned to wrong, I didn't know where to turn. So I threw up my hands and stole along.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
No matter how I feel, my answer's still with me.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Even when I'm going through, I lift my hands and say, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's been so good to me.
Yeah.
Believe we can say yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you the hints and much, much more. It's your girl, Lena Sanders, and Simone, that was your cue. Simone? Okay, I guess we're not Simone. I'm trying to give her a cue.
You know what? I'm so sorry I had you on. I had it on mute. And Simone Ashley, I'm so sorry. Because I'm going to say Simone Ashley.
Oh, wow.
I'm so sorry.
That was funny.
This radio thing.
We are talking about the topic, are there no heterosexual men in the ATL? And we just got to talk about a broader thing. And I just, again, I want to actually put out there because I have so many friends and people that I love. They're no way judging anyone. I love everyone the same, no matter your race, your background, or lifestyle. What you do is between you and God. But if you ask me, I'm going to tell you the word. That's how I'm going to take it. I'm going to tell you the word. But I love you the same, so don't get upset with me or what I'm saying. I quote Jesus Christ. I quote the word of God. So I love all the same. But we have a caller, line 3, area code 513. What's up? Hello?
Hello, how are you? Yes,
hello.
Hi.
How you doing? Who's with us today? What's your name?
I'm just listening. This is Natasha on Facebook.
Okay. Hi, Natasha.
Hi, Natasha. How you guys?
So, Natasha, what's been going on?
Oh, I'm jammed up, trying to spread the knowledge.
So you jammed up? Are you driving?
I'm sorry?
So are you driving?
Yes, I am. I was it you that I was chatting with on Facebook? Who was I chatting with on Facebook?
Yes. So tell us a little bit about what you think about the topic.
I'm sorry?
What do you think about the topic we're talking about today?
You forcing me to talk. I said I wanted to listen first, but well, you know, it's a hot topic. It's a hot topic.
We want you to talk, Natasha. Talk. Tell us what's on your mind.
Well, you know, I have a lot I can say about that, but I'm just coming in. I want to hear what you have to say, and I just want to support you guys tonight because I'm friendly. I love people,
And but yeah, it's a hot topic. That's a hot topic.
Thank you so much, Natasha, for tuning in. I'm glad my Facebook friends are tuning in. I love it.
Yes, I'm happy.
I don't need to talk right now.
I type enough on Facebook with all of my paragraphs. So just, you know, let me kind of listen.
All right. Thank you so much, Natasha. Just tune in to us. We do have a caller from area code 347. What's going on, 347? Hello? Area code 347?
It's still Thomas, Ms. Sanders. I'm just hanging.
Okay. Well, stay tuned in to us, Thomas. I'm glad you're still listening. We want to make sure we get every caller. What the issue is, too, with everybody, you can also, if you're tuning into Anointed Sounds Radio, you can also listen. If you don't have a good Internet reception, you can always call us at 646-378-1119. That is 646-378-1119. We're talking on the topic of homosexuality, or I wouldn't say homosexuality. Are there no heterosexual men in the ATL? And some of my friends on Facebook, as that we were talking a little earlier, they posted some comments as far as some of their friends, some of their homosexual friends actually move to the ATL just because of what they've heard about, you know, there's more gay men here and gay women. Is it gay women or is it just lesbian? What's the term? I don't know. There's so many terminologies. I don't know.
I don't know.
I hope I'm saying it right. I hope I'm not offending anybody. But she was told that her, you know, her friend, what she actually said, her friend moved to Atlanta just because of this. And I know many that have moved to Atlanta just because of what's going on in Atlanta. But it's just so amazing that I cannot find 200 men on Facebook that are in Atlanta that says they are heterosexual. It's a very disappointment to me. I mean,
I'm wondering about that. Now, are they really heterosexual? Now you got a question. Now you got a question. Are the men on Facebook, are they straight or not? Because it's like they're not answering and standing up to represent themselves. Crazy.
And some of the ladies on Facebook, when I posted, they said, we're going to come back and constantly check this post you had, Elena, and see what's going on. And some of them saying, you know what? What's up? We still have almost the same men that posted 2 hours ago. So it's just amazing. And some of these men are already married, so you really don't count. You're married. You really don't count. But I'm glad that you're 100%. You're saying you're 100% men. So I guess it would say that you do count because we do have the issue of the DL on the down low. Because you know that one for African-American married women. So I'm glad that you're saying you're 100% men, but I really would like to know if there are heterosexual men in the ATL, and not just the ATL. All of y'all can call in. I pose for anyone who's out there who's living the lifestyle of homosexuality to call in and talk to me because I definitely want to know. We only have a few more minutes of the show. We have 5 more minutes. Love talking to you. It was great. It was wonderful. But Elena has to get up off this air and do some things. And move, you know, but I thank you guys. You know, I really want to know, and as Simone and I were talking earlier with her being married, you know, the issue of if she was single, would she be able to do this all over again if she lived in Atlanta? And like you said, Simone, what was your answer again, Simone?
No. I would not. Well, you know, you never know. I say that now, but you never know what can happen. You know,
wow.
Never know. But anyway, I would like to shout out quickly to Danielle, my cousin, who's listening. She's on her way to work, and she says that she knows of a few straight men in Atlanta. I'm like, okay. So she wants to let people know that she does know quite a few people in Atlanta that are straight. So shout out to you, Danielle, and we'll talk soon.
Yes, Danielle. Tell them to call in.
Somebody calling in?
No, I was saying tell Danielle to tell them to call in so we can talk to them and find out, you know, what's going on. Because I would like to also know it from a male perspective as well. Has it been hard from the date? And, you know, the statistics of the ATL is when I moved here in 2000, it was like 14-1. Every 14 to one male. I'm pretty sure it's a little bit higher than that now. I think it is a little bit higher than that. So, men, you actually have a lot to pick from, to choose from. But with there being so many women and not that many heterosexual men, it's kind of questionable. You see what I'm saying? Because it's like 14-1. That was in 2000 when I moved here. So it's like, what do you pick from? And I really, I don't want to say pick because it's not protocol here. But I just want to, you know, it's really, you know, not looking promising. But, you know, everything is promising through Jesus Christ. I'm going to put that out there. You know, if you believe it, it will happen. But it's just amazing to me. But I want to thank everyone that has tuned in tonight. I've had a great time talking to you guys. Thank you for listening to Anointed Sounds Radio. Again, you can listen to Gospel on Demand 24/7. All the gospel music, today hits, hits from last year, traditional gospel. If there's something on the player that you want to hear is not there, you can email us at radio@anointedsounds.com. We make sure we get that on for you. Also, those who are in the ATL, make sure you tune in Friday. Your girl is going to be on TV Friday. WATC 57, channel two on Comcast, channel two on Comcast. I'm going to be talking about how internet radio and television has taken over the airwaves, especially for the Christian community. That is huge. Streaming faith, the anointed sound, how we're taking over the Christian community, and a lot of people are actually going online because you can reach the masses versus me just getting a slot session in Atlanta. I'm only reaching Atlanta in a metro area. I could go online and reach millions of people nationally. So I'm going to be talking about that on WATC Atlanta Live, channel 57. Again, that's Comcast, channel 2. If you're in Atlanta, I think they put it on YouTube once it's posted. If not, I'm going to get a copy and put it on YouTube so you can see it. It also broadcasts the next morning. If you can't watch it from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., you can go on the next morning. I think it airs at 8 o'clock the next morning. I will find out for you. It does a rebroadcast, but it's live. It's instant. So make sure you stay tuned to that. Simone, would you like to tell the listening audience anything before we're out of here?
I want to come on the show with you. That's what I want to do. But I'm so happy for you. And it's Channel 57 on the Dish Network. For those who do have Dish Network, it's Channel 57. Yeah, we'll be tuning into that, for real. But
all
I just
right.
want to say God bless everybody. And I love y'all.
I love you too. Anointed Sounds Radio. Be blessed. Stay tuned. Stay
blessed.
Love you. We out.
We out. Bye.
You know he's the reason. The Jam.
Oh, yeah.
Antoine Stanley. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
First of all.
Sometimes I feel like smiling. Sometimes I feel like crying. Sometimes I feel like running. When ain't nothing chasing me. Sometimes I feel real warm. Sometimes the feeling's gone. Sometimes my heart's real heavy. In my relationship with you, yeah. Sometimes I feel like screaming. I really don't know the meaning. Sometimes I feel the pressure. It's time to make it better. Sometimes I feel unworthy. But all the love you gave.
You're still tuning to Anointed Mountain Radio Station that's giving you the hits and much, much more. You're live with Girlina Sanders. We had a great topic, great show today. Make sure you go back and listen to the rebroadcast. You know, we actually rebroadcast it for you so you can listen to it over and over. That was Ann Nesby. I found a place. We had her on the show, Anointed Sounds Radio, last month. So make sure you also go listen to that show because it was hot having her on Anointed Sounds Radio. We're going to be spinning some tunes for you. I have 8 minutes left with you guys, so don't go anywhere. Stay tuned to much, much music. And more are known as Sounds Radio.
Total victory. If you believe it, put your hands together. Two sounds. Come on. Hey.